Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and systems sold separately.
Hey, Wowzer fams, it's Mindy here, and I gotta confess, we've been keeping a secret from you. Okay, I'll just tell you. We have been working on a whole new podcast. That's right, Reg, a brand new podcast with funky beats and a fresh new host. Well, yes, you are funky and fresh, Reggie, but no, you are not the host for this one. But there are a lot of big names, like Goldilocks, Rapunzel, the tortoise, and the hare. It's Once Upon a Beat, Tinkercast and Wondery's brand new podcast where we take your favorite folk tales and fables and remix them for a new generation. That's you. Every episode is a new spin on a familiar story with music and hooks that you won't find anywhere in the storybooks. And it's all queued up by your fairy godfather of hip-hop, DJ Fuch, and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch. I know! I want to listen right now, too! But we gotta wait until the end of the episode for a special sneak peek. Wowzer fans, stick around after today's episode to listen to the trailer for Once Upon a Beat. And if you like it, you can listen to the first 6 episodes right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts. New episodes will be available everywhere on May 1st. It's Once Upon a Beat. That's it. And now let's get back to the show.
Action.
And welcome back to our fake commercial. My name's Mindy.
And I'm a pickle jar. Wait, what?
Reggie, you mixed up the cue cards.
There we go, and I'm Guy Raz. Thanks for joining us today.
Now, folks, we've all been there. You're making a fruit salad, and all you need to top it off is a couple of dill pickles.
Dill pickles in a fruit salad?
Technically, pickles are a fruit too, Guy Raz. Just go with it. Anywho, you get to the pickle jar, and you just can't quite get the thing open. Here, you try, Guy Raz.
Okay. Here you go, Mindy.
Psst, Guy Raz, you're supposed to have a hard time opening it for the commercial.
Oh, right. Sorry. It's no use. And wow, it has so many tentacles?
Reggie, the cue cards!
If only there was another way, Mindy!
I'm so glad you asked, Guy Raz. Wheel in the aquarium, Reg.
Why do you need an aquarium, Mindy? Wait, is that an octopus in your aquarium?
Introducing the world's best jar opener, Ozzy! Ozzy is the octopus.
Are you telling me that this octopus can open pickle jars?
Why would I tell you when I can show you? Ozzy, would you please open up this pickle jar? Ta-da! With just a little help from your neighborhood octopus, you can open any jar you want. In fact, hand me that jar of beans.
No more time for jar opening, Mindy. We've got a game show to do.
Oh, that's right. Clean out the fridge.
Open the sesames.
And toss the cookies in 3, 2, 1.
And now for everyone's second favorite game show after talking slowly just to annoy my brother, it's
2 Whats and a Wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Welcome back, Wowzers. It's time for another brilliant round. round of Two Whats and a Wow.
Two Whats and a Wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats. And the category for today is smart animals. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with three scientific statements about smart animals. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whats.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements is a true scientific wow about smart animals? Is it A, tigers can pick almost any lock?
Or is it B, ostriches can identify or recognize musical artists?
Or is it C, trained pigeons can tell the difference between paintings by Pablo Picasso and Claude Monet?
When you think you know the answer, whisper it to the nearest goldfish.
We're gonna take a quick break to give you a chance to think, and when we come back, we'll reveal whether your wow is the winning wow.
Two Whats and a Wow, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Okay, Wowzers, it's time to reveal the winning wow.
But before we do, let's do a quick review.
We gave you three scientific statements about smart animals and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, tigers can pick almost any lock?
Or was it B, ostriches can identify or recognize certain musical artists?
Or was it C, trained pigeons can tell the difference between paintings by Pablo Picasso and Claude Monet?
And to answer today's question, joining us by phone, it's Nellie from California. Nellie, what's the wow?
Did you know that trained pigeons can tell the difference between Claude Monet and Pablo Picasso?
Winner, winner, oil paintings for dinner!
If you guessed C, that trained pigeons can tell the difference between paintings by Pablo Picasso and Claude Monet, congratulations, you found the winning wow!
Scientists at Keio University in Tokyo, Japan, trained 8 pigeons to tell the difference between the paintings of 2 of the world's most famous artists, Monet and Picasso.
These pigeons were so good at telling the difference, they correctly guessed which artist created the painting 90% of the time.
Punkerballs! Now, if you guessed A, while tigers cannot pick locks, some cockatoos can. Researchers at Oxford University challenged a group of cockatoos by placing a nut inside of a lockbox. The birds had to remove a pin, screw, and a bolt, and then turn a wheel to release a latch. Most of the time, these birds were able to do this with just a little bit of guidance.
And if you guessed C, well, ostriches cannot identify musical artists, but goldfish can. In fact, goldfish have been trained to eat from a specific food-filled ball each time they heard music from the famous composer Johann Sebastian Bach.
But when the researchers played a song from another composer, Igor Stravinsky, the goldfish did not go for the food-filled ball. This suggests that they could tell the difference between the two artists.
Now, Mindy, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Guy Raz, all of our winning wowzers will be taking home their very own invisible trained carrier pigeon.
Oh, that actually sounds like an amazing prize, Mindy. Do these pigeons send messages or...
Nope. Even better, these carrier pigeons carry you anywhere you want to go. They'll carry you around town, to another country, or even just around your house. But fair warning, you'll want to make sure that you don't have any breadcrumbs in your pocket when they're carrying you.
Wait, what happens if you have breadcrumbs in your pocket?
You don't want to know.
Congratulations to all of our winning wowzers. That's just about all the time we have for today.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Are You Smarter Than a Goldfish?
Wowzers, we want you to recreate the goldfish study we mentioned earlier today.
In this study, researchers found that goldfish seem to be able to tell the difference between music from famous composers Bach and Stravinsky.
Now, it's time to put your musical skills to the test. First, listen to some of the works by each of these composers and pay close attention to their styles and their instruments.
Then, when you think you've researched enough, ask a grown-up to quiz you. See if you can detect which composer wrote each piece just like the goldfish did.
And don't forget to take a photo or a video. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Until next time,
keep on wowing!
Two What's in a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Our writing team is made up of Anna Zagorski, Darnell Walker, Ruth Morrison, and Heba Gouda.
Elisheba Atoop adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight, Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was written and composed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Also, Two What's in a Wow is now a book. Find it wherever books are sold or visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info.
And for more up-to-date news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World. Our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming Two What's in a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening, and keep on wowing!
Two What's in a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Sony Music Entertainment.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.